This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Anyways, we try to record these things as realistic as possible in real time. It's not one of these things where they're kind of planned out months and years ahead of time like some people do. We try to keep it as close as possible so this way we know exactly what is going on. Why do I bring this up? Well, as you are aware, if you did hang out with us on Friday, we did say that we were going to talk about what exactly Project X was, and some people liked it, some people didn't, because you got a big censor towards the end of the actual show, so I apologize about that, because we found out right before the episode was released there was going to be some delays on there, so we were unable to share all of the information that we really wanted to talk about. So I guess I do owe you an apology to some extent, but I will tell you this: when Project X does come out and the world discovers what it is, it will be worth your wait. I'm going to tell you. And I don't know if I should be letting that cat out of the bag, because it's really not my gig. It's really Dr. Todd Conklin's and whoever else he wants to talk about the gig, and we'll kind of go from there. More of that, I'm sure, will be in the very, very, very near future, so don't worry about that. So, as we are talking on this lovely Tuesday, if you are actually listening to this in real time, as close as possible, of course, let's talk about some of the frustration that came about this. So, why you shouldn't suppress your feelings, I want to kind of tie this in today. So, we'll take the slide into the to the side of the world where we're talking about psychology. So, how bottling up your emotions harms you and others. So, we'll talk about this, because I think that this is a perfect opportunity to do so. And I'm glad to the people that reached out and wanted to talk about this. So, that's a good thing. American writer Mark Twain once said that anger is the acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than anything to which it is poured on. Although not a psychologist, many of us can attest to that feeling and feel that by keeping our emotions and through ourselves, that we damage our psyche in the process. And I would have to say that I agree with this. We don't advocate lashing out in anger or fits of jealousy, but there are entirely the normal and productive ways in which they can even have the most complicated and conflicted feelings that can be communicated or expressed. So in the context of a relationship, whether it's a romantic, a familiar one, or relationship between friends, are the fundamental truths and principles to all of them, one of which is the conflicts that are inevitable. However, instead of being scared of a disagreement, we should patiently discuss them in a way in which both parties can talk and see, you know, the differences of opinion, because I think that these things are important. Sometimes it feels like we can't even have those conversations, but we should be able to. It can be hard to face something uncomfortable about your partner or point out something that you dislike about your friend's behavior, especially if these people are very close to you. But the alternative is to hide this little arguments and to let them slip into minor disagreements until no one can start any conversation, because that would be the inevitable unearthing of all the hidden criticism. And I believe me, I think this happens a lot in any kind of relationship that you're thinking about or even talking about. In fact, this is the blueprint for divorce, as people don't want to ruin the image of their perfect love, and they either swallow their critiques or convince themselves that they're not really a problem in the other person or to themselves, or even worse, they get gaslit into thinking that it's their fault for finding faults in their partner. Usually the pattern of avoidance, or the other extreme, that is a controversial behavior. Yeah, you know, it can be controversial, it can be confrontational behavior, however you want to deem it, results into the mentally that is easier just to hide on all these complicated situations that are built up feelings and pour themselves elsewhere. I mean, think about it. Think about these occasions where people get so upset about things, where all of a sudden they lash out because of other compartments inside of their life that they have let get out of control. And all of a sudden you say, hey, hello, how are you? Would you like a donut? And all of a sudden they're lashing out at you for no reason. You're like, What the hell did I do wrong? Something went awry there. Anyway, some of you might be familiar with the ancient Greek school of thought in which keeping your thoughts to yourself and taking life's hardships with an unchanging stone face is, you know, the best solution to most problems. In all fairness, or at least in the interpretation of it, it's quite popular in the modern conception of how a man is supposed to behave. Include men and women in that one, so let's talk about that. While the term toxic masculinity is commonly connected to problems, I prefer as the real association problem consists of being a rock of your friends and family and taking even worse the news of unrelating smile embodying humbleness instead of the macho perception of unfeeling human robots. Let's talk about that. In this way, the same principles of the Greek laid out to be turned and around into something that is inevitably and emotionally stuns people and often isolates them into the mindset that doesn't limit but builds up traits like patience and humbleness. So let's talk about this real quick, because I think that this is going to be very important. As people will stand out of their way and be stoic when it comes to certain situations, and they sit back and they say, hey, I'm not going to let this take me on to the chin. I will sit here and let this thing empower me. I will let this not bother me. Some people take a look at it and go, hey, you're bottling up your emotions, and this might not be something that's good for you in the long run. So think about this for a second. Just because you want to be ex-binary, ex-woman, ex-macho man, however you want to take a look at it, bottling up these feelings and not being able to have these conversations is probably going to be an issue. And listen, I'm not going to say that starting tomorrow, this will be a perfect thing for you to start doing, but it is that transition and that conversation that you have in the different relationships that you have, that be it work relationship, friend relationship, spousal relationship, children relationship, these are discussions that you need to have, as well as understanding of having boundaries. I think sometimes we forget how important boundaries are. And I'm not kind of going off on some other tangent here, but it's that conversation space of being able to say, hey, these are some issues that I am seeing. Now, let's be realistic. We know that there are different approaches that you can take when you have conversations with people on when you're addressing an issue. Now, the more familiar you are with people, the more interesting this conversation can get. And why do I say that? Well, if you have a relationship with a romantic relationship, let's put it that way, with someone, you know that if you're talking to them, they normally kind of know how you are as a person. So if you go into, let's say, quote unquote, teacher mode, coach mode, and they see that happen, they can potentially get gaslit because I've seen you talk to other people in that format when you're not happy with them. So you have to take some of these approaches and understand them slightly better as you're doing this. It is one of those positions of trust. It is one of those positions where you're able to have these conversations and do these things that you're able to communicate with people. At the end, while there is time and place for everything, it is important to know that your feelings matter. This might seem ethereal as opposed to the material physical world, but the very reason that you, the human being, are affected by the means that there are tangible as salary and paper cuts. I mean, let's just be realistic when you start thinking about this. Keeping your emotions and thoughts bottled up will only lead you to festering, such as when an act of annoyance leads to resentment, envy, or hatred, and often leads to depression, self-loathing, and the feeling of worthlessness. We have closed ones for a reason, and their friendships means nothing if they can't be there to hear you out. So let's just be realistic. If you don't feel like anyone cares to listen, art was invented to let the indescribable things that we feel. Some of the greatest songs, paintings, sculptures, movies, and books were just another way for their authors to let go of those feelings in a beautiful way. So, hey, if there's something bugging you from the inside, find a way to express it. Seriously, think about this real quick. If art is a format of expression, and you have all of these feelings that are bottling up inside of you, or that are bottled up inside of you, think about beautiful ways that you're able to express these feelings. it's always an important conversation. It's always something important to be able to talk about and discuss. And if you're not even sure on how to talk or how to actually go about talking about this or even doing anything related to this, I can tell you about my friends at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Because I think that sometimes some of these things lead to strong layers of depression that can be contemplating of suicide also at the same time. So whether you have struggled with suicide yourself or have lost a loved one, know that you're not alone. I want you to hear about personal experiences that are available in your local communities by people whose lives have been impacted by suicide and depression. If you want to find out more information, you can go to afsb.org or call 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255 or text the word TALK to 741741. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I know that bottling up your feelings and some of these things that could be bothering you can lead to some very dark tunnels. It could also lead to some very strange things inside of your life, but it could also lead to some beautiful things on how you release them. If anything that we're able to talk about today, I want you to think about that. There's so many different things that you bring to this world that are important. And I think that bottling up your feelings is not going to be one of the greatest things to do. Being able to express those feelings in a manner that are important to you will get us much further. Now, you can sit here for a moment and think about this and go, well, how is this related to safety? Well, it really is. We're talking about the psychology of your feelings. We're talking about what is important to you. We don't want you blowing up on someone in regards of being upset inside of your work organization. We don't want you to be upset with people that you interact with on a daily basis. And I know that sometimes people have a hard time with some of the things that we do on this show. And I get it. I get it because it's not all about, quote unquote, hey, put on some PPE. And that's okay. Because I think that sometimes we're able to have conversations that others don't discuss. And that's okay. Listen, you and I have been going down this journey for a long time. And I think that we sometimes need to put some slants into some things that weren't there originally. And it is difficult for some to talk about feelings and emotions. And don't get me wrong, when I first started talking about this and going through this, I didn't know how well accepted this was going to be. But I think it's an important conversation that should never go away. Your mental health will always be important. We're not going to sit here and go, well, we need to talk about psychological safety. I feel like that's a buzzword right now. And that's not what this is about. This is about wanting for you to be better. Wanting for you to express things that we normally don't talk about in our safety little industry. It's about talking about things that are important to our day in and day out. Seriously, you matter so much to us here. Because we really can't do what we do without you. Think about that. Anyways, that's what I have for you on this lovely Tuesday. I'm glad that we were able to hang out. If there's anything that we can ever do to help, please don't hesitate on contacting us. You can always reach out at our website at safetyfm.com, where we hang out all the time, or you can listen to any of our shows. And listen, we'll respond and we will give you the information that we have to be able to assist. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. I know this is not the normal interview style one, but hey, I am glad that we were able to spend some time together. Anyways, don't be worried. We'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.